see your face again. I know my frame of mind. You ain't got to be so blind. And I'm glad, so, so very glad. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you, baby. You don't know what it's like. Oh no, baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
They're really, really cranking them out here. Okay, the Bee Gees are going to take a break, but they'll be back later, and they'll be taking requests. And right now, we're going to pause for station identification and be back very shortly. that was our new intern, by the way, calling out the call letters. In his own special way.
Yeah, we got a bunch of new interns from New Palsy. Well, we call them that, but they get offended.
This one written by the famous Jimmy Webb. It's the Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the wine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. The Wichita lineman is still on the line. I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. That
was the late Glenn Campbell making a posthumous appearance here, his debut appearance, in fact, on WSUK. Coming up, it's the corpse of Elvis Costello. one of his biggest hits of all time.
Understand you were not impressed, but I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticky Valentines, 'cause I don't know if you've been loving some. I only know it is a mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand, but he took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Elvis Costello, thank you, all the way from England in the United Kingdom. And we'll be right back on WSUK with more dead, live dead entertainers for your listening pleasure. Our friends at the Morose Brewing Company, one of our sponsors tonight, are providing all the beverages for not only us, not only the studio staff, but all of our artists downstairs, all 900 of them that we've expanded, greatly expanded our list of A-list artists downstairs. And they're all living it up, except the ones drinking Socrates Stout. They're dead. But, well, they're all dead, but those ones are not moving. They're just kind of lying around. But everyone's having a great time, and thank you to the Morose Brewing Company for that.
Yeah, we really appreciate all our sponsors. I have to break in real quick. We got a phone call. I don't know if we should bring this up on the air, but we got a call from Pappy's on Route 9, and they're actually willing to let black people into the restaurant if we advertise with them, and they'll give us a few more dollars. So I don't know if do we stay loyal to Sambo's.
Well, we can't betray Sambo until until they withdraw from the contract.
No, I guess Pappy's will have to get back to you, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
thanks for the chicken wings. We appreciate it.
I'm sure we can work something out. That's something that we shouldn't be discussing on the air anyway. But, yeah, call our producer, Oliver, in the morning, and I'm sure we can work something out.
Well, Pappy's promised to chase the rats out of the basement when the blacks do enter, so they'll be okay.
It's just very confusing, because we get emails every day. I know my emails are stuffed. Usually it's Viagra spam and stuff like that, but a lot of people love our banter. A lot of people say, you guys suck, stop talking, play more music, play more bands.
Yeah, we don't know what to do. We don't know who to listen to, so we put each type of email in a different box, and whichever has the most is what we do.
Yeah, some people say we like to hear more about what's going on behind the scenes, and I don't know. It's very confusing. Here we are. It's just a vacuum. You have to realize this is just it's blank air, and we're just trying to fill it up and entertain you people.
Well, those of you want behind-the-scenes banter, my hemorrhoids are gone. So those of you that sent in money for Preparation H, it went to a good cause. Because the hemorrhoids are gone now, and I can take a shit.
We appreciate that.
And it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt anymore.
And also a tip, if you don't have Preparation H handy, you can always use witch hazel. It actually works on hemorrhoids. Just put some witch hazel on a cotton ball and then hold it in your ass for a little while. It actually works.
I heard the same thing about toothpaste. If you brush your asshole with toothpaste, it's nice and shiny and clean, and then you can kiss a chick with it.
Right. Then you can brush your teeth the next morning with the same toothbrush. Well,
they encourage that, actually.
It might taste funny, but it's actually healthy. So don't let that sway you.
I've seen videos like that on the internet.
There are less germs in human shit than in a dog's mouth. You can look that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Well, that's probably because dogs eat their own shit. But what do I know? Anyway, for those of you who get tired of the banter, we have back with us, coming back for their second set now, is the Bee Gees. And they have a question for you. Maybe one of you can call us up and answer it.
You win a watermelon pie if you get the answer right.
You win a trip, free dinner at Sambo's if you can answer this question. I dare ya! I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. My lie was never told about the sorrow. And how can you mend a broken heart? Stop the rain from falling down. How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? Tell me, how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? Please help me mend my broken heart and let me live again. La-la-la-la. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow. And how can you mend a broken heart? Stop the rain from falling down.
stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? Tell me, how can you mend this broken man? Oh, how can a loser ever win? Please help me mend my broken heart.
The one and only BG.
It's actually pretty good.
Along with the corpses of Morris and Robin. Thank you very much, guys. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And they're not satisfied yet. They didn't like your answers, so they're going to ask you another question. You better have a good answer for this one, because this is serious.
Long to you and me, la 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 la.
down when they all should let us be.
All right. Once again, the Bee Gees. They'll be back in a little while. They have one last set for us. In the meantime, we'll take a little station break and we'll be back with a fresh corpse for you on WSUK-FM. We have many, many famous celebrities with us tonight, all platinum artists, all A-list talent, and this next man is no exception. He's a legend in his own time, or he was before he died, but he's coming back to life for us tonight on WSUK, and you all know him.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mother is yelling no, and her father has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She gets spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the love man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's in the best set in show. Is a life on
up your minds. Send in your opinion.
It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in the million hordes, from the bees to Norfolk broads. Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be ripped again as I ask it to focus on sailors fighting on the dance floor. The freakiest show. Take a look at the law man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's in the best set of show. Is there life on Mars?
Tonight by DCI Gene Hunt. Thank you.
Yeah.
All the way from England in the United Kingdom, Mr. Joe Jackson.
Come on, you people, get your dancing shoes on. Reds and yellows and pinks and blues on. See through plastic.
babe, stick around. Yeah. Pushing and shoving in sweat, wet leather. Up and down we go, chained together. And all my plastic sandals. Too late, too late. Stay home, sit around. Whoa. What you wanna bet? We ain't started yet. Baby, stick around. Baby, stick around. From England. Thank you very much. All right. Moving right along, we have hundreds and hundreds of celebrity guests tonight. We can't waste any time. Not only have our listeners been complaining about too much banter, which is understandable, but we now have double the amount of acts that we usually have. And if you can believe it, even higher quality. So, without further ado, we'll move right along. I don't know if that bunch of people is ready to do the South Pacific yet. We've resurrected the cast of South Pacific, the original cast, and they were going to do a number for us. Whenever they're ready, they'll let us know. So here they are, the original cast of the musical South Pacific with Squeeze That Turd Right Out of My Ass.
I'm gonna squeeze that turd right out of my ass. I'm gonna squeeze that turd right out of my ass. I'm gonna squeeze that turd right out of my ass and flush it down the bowl. That man right out of my arms.
I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way.
I
don't try to tear it up,
tear it up.
Wash him out and
dry him out.
Cancel him and kill him, go.
Yes, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my ass. I'm gonna wash that
down the pole.
If a man don't wanna suck your ass, kick him in the face and break his face and waste no time and flush him down the john. Ride that man like a faggot up the ass.
Ooh. Drop.
And drag him out behind a truck.
You fucking hoe.
If you laugh at different comics.
If you root
you go to different places down the block.
Waste no
one night no and
show
shit that man out of your ass.
I
drop him out,
drop
of, the
him out of the fucking airplane.
And drop him out of your dreams.
Smash him with a hammer when
my
the fire's
wet.
You can't make a butterfly stroll.
Fuck yourself. Take a butt
up the ass.
Go fuck yourself.
And you can't fix a man stroll
up your ass.
He
shit put up
on a shingle.
I just douched
a dingle.
switch. Drop him in the nearest ditch. Drop him out of the roll call. And drag him out of your dream. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. I went and washed that turd right out of my ass. Squeeze
that turd right out of my ass. Squeeze that shit right out of my ass. And flush it down the bowl.
Gonna flush it down the bowl.
Flush that man right out of your
ass. Flush that turd down my ass.
Stick your finger down the bowl.
That was beautiful. The original cast of South Pacific. And that was beautiful, guys. Thank you very much for that.
Takes a lot out of me when I flush that turd down the bowl.
What's next?
Well,
potluck? I don't know. Oliver's just sending them up. They're not sending us anything here, any
well,
notes.
We're still waiting for Pink Floyd. We've got about a half dozen bands who are all ready to play as long as they get sent up to the studio. There seems to be a miscommunication going on. I don't know exactly how Oliver's handling this, but as long as we're waiting, we have to fill up the air. The number one rule of radio, of course, is no dead air. Try, don't try, not yet, wait, now.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and piss was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
That's what I said.
Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Follow, 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 follow. That made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow. Follow.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my God, that brought a tear to my eye. Thank you very much. That was the original dead cast of the Fantastics. And as promised, and they delivered.
I don't know, it brought me an anal fissure.
Well, you should go take care of that.
Oh.
And up next, we have, if they're ready, we have Steely Dan. Most of the original members of Steely Dan are with us tonight. Fagan Becker, of course. And Jeff Baxter, the skunk, and even Michael McDonald doing some noodling in the background on the synthesizer. They're going to do a few of their hits, starting with one of their most well-known. This, of course, is Deacon Blues, Steely Dan on WSUK FM.
This is the day of the expanding man. That shape is my shape, there where I used to stand. It seems like only yesterday I gazed through the glass at ramblers, wild gamblers, that's all in the past. You call me a fool, you say it's a crazy scheme. This one's for real, I already bought the dream.
Thank you.
I don't know. He said to call him Deacon Blues, though. I'm confused.
We'll call him whatever we want, because he's going back to his grave and he can't do anything about it. And here they are again. This one about another one of their groupies. This one happens to be named Josie. Steely Dan again, and rounding out their set before they go back to the grave tonight, we have one more. It's about another of their groupies. Her name was Ricky.
We hear your
I guess you kinda scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody. Heard your name. We can go out driving on the slow hand road. We could stay inside and play games, I don't know. And you could have a change of heart.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll be back after station ID, WSUK FM.
I wanna taste you, but your lips are venomous, boy. but you're under my skin. I wanna taste you, but your lips are venomous poison. Your poison running through my veins. Your poison. I don't wanna break these chains. Poison.
Thank you, the man, the scary man, Alice Cooper. Thank you very much. And as promised, it's none other than Kiss.
Everything you got, you keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin, the party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day.
You keep on saying you've been mine for a while. You're looking fancy and I like your style. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You show us everything you've got. Well, baby, baby, that's quite a lot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll. Party every day.
motherfucking long, isn't it?
All right. Yeah.
That was Kiss. I don't know how they do it. It's just astounding. The stamina. Thank you very much, guys. And those were our very dear friends. Kiss. Thanks. Ace Frehley. Gene Simmons. Peter Criss and Paul Stanley. Thank you very much.
The ambiguously gay Paul Stanley. These guys are nearly 70 years old and still kicking ass.
Child Salon, huh? Oh,
moving. Moving is the word. That was Kiss. Oh, beautiful, guys.
It was a rare Peter Criss performance.
I was going to mention that. Exceptional thing about that performance, Peter Criss stepped out from behind the kit, and we had our friend Mr. Carr behind the drums while Peter Criss sang lead, and that was really beautiful, very touching, very moving, very professional. We love you guys. Big round of applause for Kiss.
Brought a fissure to my anal cavity. It was great. Well, very interesting evening tonight. We had politics, we had bands, we had first time performances, we had dead guests, near dead guests, soon to be dead guests.
Politics and holidays.
Vaginas, unicorns.
Lesbians.
Co-joined twins.
Cavemen.
Snails. Rainbows, magnets. We did everything.
A whole range of things.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the gross domestic product of Guatemala. We pretty much planned an entire overthrow of Mexico. That went pretty well. So I'd say overall this was a very interesting evening. And really enjoying the new lineup, the new structure that we have here behind the scenes. I know you guys just tune in. You don't really know all the stuff that's going on except for what we tell you. But believe me, there's a lot of bright stuff coming up, especially I have to give Oliver credit.
Yeah, it's definitely working out with Oliver. He's doing good stuff for the station, getting us sponsors, getting us talent, and just doing his job as producer. It's a good thing for us that he's autistic, unlike Gary, who just wanted to fool around with the chicks.
Well, as far as what I understand, Oliver wants to, probably give us a lot more work. He wants to get us out there. He wants to make, mugs and merchandise and make us go out and do signings and all sorts of shit. So, I mean, it's going to be very interesting. I don't know what's going to happen and how much more I want to put into it over here. But
yeah, we'll have to sit down and have a conference about that.
But maybe that also means more money. Who knows?
Well, if the money's good enough, I'm game.
Hint.
Willing to whore myself out, you know, for money. I'm willing to have sex for work.
Yeah, and I'd have sex for sex if anybody wants to call in.
You want to give me work, I'm willing to have sex for it. Or is it the other way around?
I was going to start a new business, actually. It's going to, for like $200, I'll spend an afternoon with you and tell you what's wrong with you.
That would be... I think that's a very lucrative idea you have there. That would work out really well on the station. We got to mention that to Oliver. Because everybody wants to know what's wrong with them.
Right, so if you pay me, I'll tell you.
You know, no one wants to have it be like a freaking mystery, like, why did this chick dump me, or why don't I have any friends, you know? You want someone to explain this shit to you.
Right, straight up, you know, and if you're relying on friends and people, you know, it's going to come from a perspective, they're not going to tell it to you straight.
That's right.
But if you're paying me, I guarantee that I will tell you exactly why you suck,
and that right.
It helps.
Exactly. Why you're a loser.
Right.
Everybody wants to know why they're a loser. When your friends and your acquaintances don't have the heart to tell you, we will tell you. We will explain it all to you in detail. In living color.
Right. And if you want, we'll tell your whole family. We'll tell your friends. We'll put it up on the internet. We can go as far as you like it to go.
Yeah. Always, of course, respecting your wishes.
Right. Everything's laid out up front, the contract. I mean, and you can pretty much change it as we go along if you get uncomfortable.
But. Yeah, the whole condition is that we don't lie to you under any circumstances about anything. So when you ask us, do I have a... Is my nose kind of big? We'll say, yeah. And do I need a bath? Yeah. Do you think this stubble on my chin is attractive to women? No. Mm.
But everything, you know, the way you dress, anything. You know, your the way you carry yourself.
Exactly. And that may be something that's hard to work on, you know. That's a lot. There are things that you really have to cultivate over time. It's not just a matter of shaving or, you know, grooming yourself. There are things that take time to work on. Got to build up your confidence. But the only way to start doing that is to be told straight up what the fuck is wrong with you. Yep. Why you're not getting anywhere.
Well, that's why we'll also offer the correspondence course after that. So it's the $200 for the initial consultation, I'll tell you straight out. But if you want to continue it, you really got to practice.
It's very, very much worth the price of the service.
Right. And with that comes basically almost 24-hour phone consultation. If you need me, you can call. Most likely I'll answer if I recognize the number.
If not, then you'll know that you're screwed and nobody likes you, nobody cares about you. You know, if your call doesn't get returned, you'll know that you're a hopeless case.
Right. That means
we can't help you.
Yeah, we can't help at all. If the people that are there to tell you that you're a loser thinks you're too much of a loser to answer your call,
that's right.
Pretty much, you know, right there, you might as well just give up.
Yeah.